Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
No Deadpool hits over the weekend, right, Puss?
No, there was one submitted, but no hits for it. The McNeil from McNeil Lehrer.
Oh, really? He's gone? Okay.
That guy.
Yeah. Nobody had him. He was like 92, 93.
He's old as dirt, right? Yeah.
I was surprised nobody had him.
You see the picture of Clint Eastwood?
Yeah.
Big full beard, 94.
Yeah, he's kind of got the Letterman beard going.
Yeah. He's starting to show his age. He's 94.
Yeah,
Robert. He looks like an old Unabomber.
Yeah, he does, yeah.
Robert McNeil, 93. He was the guy McNeil.
Nobody had him?
No. Again, 93. I was kind of surprised. I don't know what his cause of death was. Died of natural causes. So I guess he wasn't known to be ill. So nobody had him.
Do I have any photos of the young Unabomber?
Probably because his brother turned him in. Remember that?
That's
his brother's got some old photos of that, right?
Yeah, because I don't know what a young.
That was also a great SNL skit when Will Ferrell would show up as a Unabomber and just be crazy looking.
Yeah, there's some because he was like a brilliant professor.
Oh, the Unabomber was. Yeah, he was.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
And then he went nuts.
Isn't he in? He's in the Max, right?
Yeah, that Supermax
yeah.
place in Colorado.
Supermax, right? Yeah, yeah.
I said, did I see over the weekend or sometime that like El Chapo is trying to, he's begging for,
he misses his family.
Yeah, he really doesn't like it in solitary. Okay, well then don't be a killing drug kingpin.
Right.
You know? I guess I'm lacking on sympathy for El Chapo.
Yeah.
Well, he's seen other killing drug kingpins get away with it.
Right.
Yeah, so he feels he deserves it too.
Where is Trump's going on trial. Trump's going on trial today. We'd be remiss if we didn't bring that up.
Which,
by the way, he's on trial for the exact same thing that Michael Cohen was already in jail for. So it's a done deal, but not in today's world. Not in today's world, you know.
Todd, El Chapo is at that same Supermax prison, and what he's asking for is phone calls and visiting privileges.
Is that the one in Colorado?
Yeah.
Florence, Colorado?
Yeah, the Supermax.
I'd ask for grilled cheese. We missed grilled cheese day, didn't we?
We did.
Man,
Friday was grilled cheese day.
Yeah, we missed that.
Oh, we should have had them at the show.
Oh, God. I love a grilled cheese.
That's what you needed to soak up the vodka.
Yeah.
For dipping.
Would have helped.
You dip your grilled cheese in your solo cup full of Tito's, right?
Americans eat more than 2 billion grilled cheese sandwiches each year.
I smush mine.
I do too.
My family doesn't like them smush, but
can
I like
they make
smushed,
a, like
man,
a healthy one, a gourmet one?
And
it's still a bunch of cheese,
milk and butter. Yeah. Probably not.
I don't think it. Yeah, I don't eat them that much for that reason, Todd. But they are the best.
But you could
especially a hangover, man.
Like really gourmet cheese and
But I can get that.
Adorn it.
But gourmet cheese still has cholesterol.
Yeah, it does.
Mm-hmm. You know. Yeah. Doesn't matter what kind of cheese you're using.
Maybe
it's still
more. Gourmet cheese might actually have more.
Some of it, yeah.
Yeah, it's made from real cheese.
But I prefer cheese that doesn't come in a little plastic.
They work, man. They work in a grilled cheese, man.
Yeah.
As far as melting, there's nothing better than that.
But I'm with Tyler, though. I like it smooshy.
Smooshy, right.
I got like an actual like grill press.
Yeah,
like
I push
a sandwich
it down.
Thing.
Yeah.
Like you use on a hamburger on a flat top.
Yeah.
It weights it down and just pushes
it
all together.
Smooshed. Yeah.
Have you ever ordered one at a restaurant?
Smushy? No, I'll let them use it if they want to. No, I haven't.
I think I've cleaned up one that was ordered.
Oh, my
at
the kids
table.
Used to order. Yeah,
yeah. I don't think I've ever ordered one.
Yeah,
but I think
the kids menu, the kids would order that. Yeah,
but it's like mac and cheese. There's places now where you can go where it's on the adult menu where it's a gourmet grilled cheese sandwich.
Yeah, because they make gourmet mac and cheese. You know, it's basically a pasta dish.
Yeah, right. Yeah. No, I love a good grilled cheese today, man.
But that would have soaked up a lot of vodka at the live show. You can hear the live show, by the way, and we probably should add some vodka soaked in grilled cheese there.
There was pizza.
Well, that'd be Todd. Todd was a grilled cheese soaked in vodka, basically, at the end of the night. the live show is available right now on all the podcast platforms from Friday night. Thanks again for everybody showed up. Thanks to the Admiral. They redid that place. It's beautiful. Perfect for our event. And all the comics are on there, too, doing their sets and joining us on the podcast.
Yeah, we all had a blast.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Apparently, there's
swear words, Casey. It's not like the show here, you know.
There are people who will put mayonnaise on the outside of the bread instead of butter.
I've heard that,
okay.
too.
Yeah.
I usually put mayo on the inside. I will put a little mayo on the inside.
I don't put mayonnaise on
bread.
It at all, but I would still like it. I'm sure it tastes fine with the mayonnaise on there. Yeah.
Says the mayo isn't going to burn.
We're selling those today, I'm sure now. People are going to make those today for sure.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Unabomber's dead, by the way.
Did he?
Oh,
he
is
died
he?
Last year. Yeah, he did die last
I
year.
Anybody
have
that.
Him in the Deadpool?
Anybody
back
have him?
I thought things had felt different.
I'm sure somebody had him.
Yeah, he did die. Gone. I remember talking about it. He did die. Thank you, Anthony. He died in June 10th of 2023.
I was picturing somebody that worked at like the prison cafeteria, like, cutting off the crust of the Unabomber's sandwiches. Like, that's how he likes them.
That's how he likes them, right.
Permanent banana boner. Did you see his email?
No.
Anybody else put mustard and relish on your grilled cheese? He says, that's
all that would be good. I'll try it.
He said, that's how I grew up. Family now thinks I'm crazy. Please tell me someone else does this. I've never heard of it. But
well, basically, they're all turning into different variations of different kind of cheese sandwiches. I get it. But I all that stuff, I'll try.
And then
I love relish. I like mustard. Why not? You know?
Travis says, Nick, Quick Trips have a buffalo chicken grilled cheese, and it is the best.
Oh,
that sounds
chicken.
Good.
Yeah.
Might have to check that out, Nick.
Yeah.
That'll kill it.
Yeah, he says, does
Nick's Quick Trips still have the roller? Some of these gas stations are like, hey, we have good food. I'm like, just put a hot dog on the little thing.
No,
we don't need all this.
The one right up the street from here, I know, they've got the whole big kitchen. But then they've got two big hot dog / taquito rollers.
I think
still.
Come and Go might be too good for those now. They're like, oh, you could get an Aussie bowl or whatever. I'm like, just give me the...
Give me a roller hot dog.
Yeah. Give me the heartburn roller thing.
Well, he says you should definitely check out gas station food for your podcast if you don't.
All right, and how much of the Escorts novel do we want to get into here?
Well, explain, set it up again, who she is, you know. We had a bunch of questions about, she's an escort that dates. Well, does she date somebody or not?
No, this is the
this
one.
This one does date anybody.
Does she not have a boyfriend?
Yeah, she emailed last week when we were talking about this,
right.
And we kept throwing out questions, and she had to go to work and her day job.
Oh, she had a day job, yes.
And
she
so then
take her pants off, right.
She went back that night, listened through the podcast to all of our questions, and then responded to all of these questions.
Mostly right. Nick's questions.
Well, because Nick was curious.
Yeah, he has a lot of hooker
questions.
Yeah.
Is there some stuff, Nick asked.
Oh, yes.
She does sexually for work, but not with her boyfriend. No, I am not one of those providers who has a menu and charges a certain amount for a certain service, for example.
Like, but.
Yeah, I would never say, I'll give you basic service for this amount if you want to add on things like, but, as Nick asked, it'll cost you more. There's one flat fee for 60 minutes. It's known up front, I will do this or I won't do this. Unless it's the first time we're meeting, then we can discuss it before I begin. If he's really into something freaky and is respectful about it, those type of guys will let me know beforehand what the deal is.
Pegging
and I will tell
him
if it's something I'm willing to provide.
She probably pegs.
Yeah.
Plus,
well, again, that's for the next novel.
Right.
Yeah.
Does she peg?
Nick also said, what? You think I'm on the clock? And the answer is yes. I've often thought that as I'm lying there exhausted at the end of the day, which is, again, why I don't date. Nick also
it would be tough.
If you still get aroused after getting railed all day.
Right.
First of all, I don't get railed all day.
Damn.
Many days will go by where I won't see a client due to personal familial obligations. Second, yes, I can get aroused, even if I've entertained someone that day.
Another question, by the way, does she have a boudoir or are these hotels? Yeah.
Okay.
Does she make house calls or does they come to her
place?
That's
a good question.
In call
I doubt she wants these people to know where she lives.
Yeah, I would think that'd be a bad thing.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
Sound like some red light district with just a window on the street, you know? Which would be cool if they had those in Omaha. Right?
She continues.
Bunch of dudes running out with their boxers in their hands.
There's only so much horniness to be had, that's true, but sex with clients and sex with a partner are two different things. It's a job with clients. I don't orgasm with a client. Sorry, it's true.
She doesn't, really.
I don't make out for extended periods of time.
Will she fake an orgasm with a client? That's all that matters.
Okay. I'll add that to the list of questions.
Yep.
Don't make out for extended periods of time with a client like I would with a boyfriend. I don't share activities with my clients like hobbies, etc. You would never have unprotected sex with a client that you would like to, like you would with a long-term partner. There are big differences in what I would want to do with one versus the other. I hope that makes sense.
Have any huge wieners scared her, you know?
I hope she's writing all these down.
She'll just go back and listen again.
Yeah, I got more questions now. I got more questions. All right. What'd she look like? I got that question. Just want me to know, Todd.
I believe she's a Facebook friend.
Oh, she's a Facebook friend. Okay, I got it. Remind me then so I can check it out. All right.
Then she gets into people talking politics.
Oh, really?
A
lot of guys, if they're getting a whole hour, they're not going to...
No.
They're not going for an hour.
But it's what we thought. She humors them. Well, she tells them what they want to hear. And then just takes their money and goes on. Yeah.
See, then I'd feel like a whore. You know, if I'm starting to agree with their dumbass politics, I might feel like a whore.
If you're having sex for money...
What do you think of a whore? I would say that, you know. I'd say, no, he's an idiot. You want sex or not, you know.
Mike asked if I ever see myself in a real/committed relationship.
There you go.
And Puss said it correctly. It's either or. You can't do both. I can sit here with money in my pocket every night, be alone, take care of my family, or I can sit here with some burping, farting a-hole who wants to get wasted and pees all over my bathroom floor.
She knows Todd.
Yeah. Yeah. Or the TV in Todd's case. Or the tent.
So, the clock?
Unless the dude can take care of me until I finish school, I'm going with the money. Most men are going to be able to support myself and my family, and we don't even live outside of our means. I'm just talking basics like rent and groceries. Again, you get the point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is she ever afraid of getting... I know she's writing these questions down, so when she listens to the podcast. Is she afraid of getting arrested? Has any client's wife... found out about her and come over, you know,
had some words,
banging my husband, you know.
I wonder too what she establishes, what's on the table, what's not. Where she said the thing responsible to those first questions, and then she's like, the guys know what
I think the guy would have to bring it up then, right?
I think
you're right, but his basic might be butt, you know,
right?
Yeah, well, butt is my basic. You know.
That stuck to the table. Well,
yeah, that's not a real exotic move.
No,
it's not, but it shouldn't be. It's not considered
but
basic.
But it's also something that I think everybody agrees if that's going to happen, it needs to be talked about ahead of time.
It's two holes, no wedding,
not surprise, pal.
Right. Yeah. Surprise, pow.
The hand motion really
made it. Like a Batman cartoon. Surprise, pow.
It was like a fist pump there. Pow.
The twisted fist.
Like Tiger, you just dropped a putt.
Yeah.
Nick asked about my body count. I wouldn't even begin to know.
Oh, yeah.
What I do know is I protected myself, which is important. Wrap that bear up. Nick asked, how many dudes has she had to cut off? A lot. Reasons include...
they fall in love with her?
But are not limited to the following. They haven't showered in about 6 months.
Oh,
yeah.
They don't share my feelings about the border.
She won't bang them. They haven't showered in 3 months. Okay, good.
Oh, she got rid of a guy because of a border discussion.
Oh, there you go. So that she doesn't whore herself out the dumbass politics.
No.
Good for her. Good for her.
They act like they're putting a condom on, but they don't.
Douche move.
The fake sheath.
You can't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
If anyone shows up with fake money, wow.
Fake
although
money,
rare,
Monopoly
I instantly
money?
Kick them out and blacklist them. Any escort with a brain checks those.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got to. She probably has to have one of those little pens or something like
that's
they do
right.
at the cash register.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They're not counterfeit hundreds or
they
something.
Put the line on it, right?
Because you're dealing in cash here.
Yep.
Unless you're dealing in PayPal or Venmo.
Something. Yeah. Could be.
I will also not see them again if they are a gossiper. Some men love to brag about other providers that they've seen. It's immature. This is supposed to be about discretion. Why are you telling me about other providers? Weird.
Yeah, true.
Hmm.
Never thought about that. It's kind of like
outing
somebody you saw at AA.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's supposed to be a secret society.
Yeah, she's right. There's a little bit of discretion involved in this whole business.
Nick asked, have you ever encountered a client at your day job? Yes, many times. Omaha is smaller than people think. I've run into them while they're with their families. Also pretty mortifying.
Does she wait on people?
Yeah, put my head down and remove myself from the situation ASAP.
What's your day job?
Doesn't mention.
Yeah, I'm not sure she's going to tell us that.
She might not say that.
Yeah,
must be. You know, it has to. I guarantee you
somewhere where the public's there.
It's a store or it's a restaurant. One of the two, right?
Could be.
If they could run to a guy and his family walking through the Lowe's, and you're just
he's got to be more freaked out than she is.
Yeah. Oh God, there's the hooker I bang. I'm not going to ask you where the screws are.
Can we get the chicken nuggets?
Where are the screws at? Well, you know, this is my wife. You're right. He's going to freak out. He comes around the corner, you know, at a Home Depot.
Oh, your heart's She's racing there. For a second.
Mm. Oh, holy hell.
But you should take solace in the fact that you paid her to keep quiet. She seems pretty discreet.
Right.
Well, you'd pay for that, but you also wouldn't expect to see her out in public if you're with your family.
Would. With a red penny on, right?
Right.
Are there
can
women?
I help you?
Like,
this is a Tyler question. Are there women who try to be an escort but can't get any clients? Yes.
Yeah.
I've known of girls who tried to escort but couldn't get any gigs. I mean, not everyone's born pretty. It's also about attitude.
There you go. I was born pretty. There you go.
A lot of girls have a poor attitude. Nobody wants to be around that, let alone pay for it. I had a girl tell me one time she had a guy show up for an appointment with her and told her, she wasn't what he expected at all and just took off.
Man.
He said hard pass like Jimmy Casino.
Yep.
You know? Yeah. Hard pass.
She wasn't within
a couple. She wasn't just wanted to have sex, man.
She wasn't within a couple dozen pounds of what her picture said.
Yeah, are there guys who just talk and don't get off? Typically, there are some men who just want to talk. I'll still take the money. It's up to him what he wants to do over the hour. So if he talks for 60 minutes, that's cool with me.
Did she say what she charged for the hour?
No. That's cool with me. However, most men want some kind of touch, even if it's just hugging, cuddling, kissing each other.
Touching, kissing. Yeah. Each other.
Your turn now.
Dangerously
to
close to a Journey song here.
Yeah.
And finally, Zach made a comment about getting attached emotionally. Do not. I've seen it a million times over the year. I even knew a client who ended his life over an escort because he fell in love with her,
she didn't
love him back. Don't if you are emotionally attached to an escort, she's a damn good actress.
Same goes for a stripper, I got to assume. The stripper doesn't really love you.
No.
Don't ever think that.
Yeah, the stripper really likes me. Yeah.
She might like you a little bit, but not like that.
No.
Not like that, right, yeah. Oh, he killed himself.
Not like you do.
That. Man. So what are our questions for now, again, to recap? Does she peg? Puss wants us to ask that first. What was the other one, man? Oh man!
Oh, there was one good one that you asked in there.
Oh, was butt basic.
Well, yeah. No, what's like when her did the? She said going into it, guys know what she'll do and what she won't.
Unless you know they're new, and then they will have that discussion up front.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you think the pegging? If you're that situation, wouldn't they? I think that might be preferable because you're not worried about. Disease, like there's less exchange of fluids and everything.
Yeah. Guy might want a condom on that peg. You don't have to wrap up
the strap on.
Unless the guy doesn't bring his own strap on, you don't know where that strap on's been. You know,
hopefully, not the dishwasher.
Wrap up that bear, put a condom on the strap on. All right. Good stuff.
Or disinfect it after each use.
Yeah.
Always good advice from Uncle Tyler.
You pull out some formaldehyde laying there in the room.
Maybe some soap and water.
Yeah.
Soap and hot water might do just fine.
All right. Well, I don't want her to peg me.
Keep your toys clean.
No.
Just her? She's the only one you don't want to?
No, Tyler had one other really good question. And
I did. What was it?
To jot it down.
God damn, that was a good one, too, and I forgot what it was.
I guess we'll have to listen to the podcast.
Yeah, you can do that.
Somebody,
somebody's going to have to listen to it. Or somebody's heard us mention it.
Not it.